Radio. I'm your host, Brent Rusteller. Today we're talking with Swimming World Magazine, Male College Swimmer of the Week, Matt Stewart, from Gus Davis Adolphus College, a Division III liberal arts college in Burnsville, Minnesota. Matt is a sophomore who set three pool records last week in the team's final dual meet of the season. Thanks for joining us today, Matt.
You're welcome.
So, Matt, how is your second season coming along?
It's going really well.
But according to your coach, he says that your 200 and 500 frees, along with your 200 fly, seem to be some of your stronger events.
Yeah. In high school, I swam the 200 free and the 100 fly, because we didn't have the 200 fly, obviously. But I've always enjoyed the 500 and the 2 fly as well.
Now, you also swim the 200 IM, so which is your favorite event?
Probably the 200 fly. It's a unique event. It takes a lot more endurance than most, and not many people enjoy swimming it. So
right now, you're in season. How are your in-season times this year come along compared to your in-season times last year at this time?
They're all a bit faster. Last year, at the very beginning of the season, I sprained my ankle, so I was kind of dealing with that. But my 200 fly have been a lifetime best this year. My 100 fly have been an in-season best. My 500 was an in-season best, so they're all going really well.
So you got your sights set on the Division III National Championships coming up soon?
Yeah.
And any kind of strong feelings on or goals that you might have for those fly events?
For Nationals, I'm not so sure. Just go out and have a lot of fun with them. Be great if I could get top 8 in both of them, but I'm not sure whether I'll be swimming the 100 fly or the 2 free that the middle day there.
Now, last year in the 200 free, you were 12th.
Yep.
So is that you're really looking forward to make it into the finals for both of those races?
Yeah. Definitely.
What's it like at a Division III National Championships?
Well, last year it was at the University of Minnesota pool, and I've been there quite a bit, so I'm not sure if I got the whole effect of being at a new pool and everything, but it was a lot of fun. Just the atmosphere was amazing, seeing everybody from all across the nation being there.
Let's talk a little bit about the team. I mean, yeah, there's 80 members when you combine the male and female teams together, 80 swimmers, and sometimes you're taking two buses to the events. That's got to be fun.
Yeah, it's just amazing having the whole team get together at one pool. We're always the loudest team on deck. Everyone just goes crazy whenever we're swimming. You can't really beat having 80 people cheer for you in one race.
80 people. That's quite a few teammates, and that energy must really take over into your races then.
Yeah, it helps a lot. At Stevens Point, I had a bunch of people down at both ends, and I just knew that without all of them there, I wouldn't have swam as fast as I did.
In your training sessions with all 80 swimmers there, I mean that's as big as some USA swimming clubs across the country.
We actually have two different times during each day that we go generally. So it's about 40 people in a 10-lane pool. It's not too bad.
Oh, so you split it up?
Yep.
So you have some session for, do you split it up according to ability or is it female and male?
Usually it's by groups, distance, mid, or sprint.
So when you're making decisions of colleges, what really appealed to you about Gus Davis?
A lot of it had to do with the team, actually. It came down between Gus Davis and St. Olaf, which is another liberal arts college that's about 45 minutes away from Gus Davis. And it was just the atmosphere of the team that I really liked. Both colleges are comparable in pretty much everything that you can look at. Academics, swimming, we're both the top of the MIAC, and we both send people to nationals every year. So it just came down to where I saw myself fitting in really well.
We understand that you also excel in the classroom, having earned the honor of being a presidential scholar. What's your major?
My major is biology.
And being a strong science program there at the liberal arts college, that certainly influenced you to go there too.
Yep, that definitely helped in the choice.
Yeah. Swimming in high school, did you swim year-round, or when did you first start swimming year-round?
I started swimming year-round just after my freshman year of high school. I swam 7th and 8th grade in middle school. It was about a month and a half, 2 months season. But my whole life I knew that I wanted to swim in high school, and I just hadn't taken the time to fully commit to it yet.
And the high school was the Apple Valley High School.
Yep.
Now, Rocky O'Neill's the coach there. Was he there all 4 years for you?
Mike McManus is the coach at Apple Valley.
Oh, so Rocky O'Neill is the coach, is a club coach.
Right.
Okay. Are they both back in your hometown?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. And you'll go back in the summer and train with Rocky O'Neill, and you still stay in touch with Coach McManus.
Yep.
That's great. Now, looking forward into the end of the season, you know, with the Nationals coming up, I was talking earlier with John, your coach, and he seems to think that you've really mastered the walls really well, and he feels that that's really your strength. Is that something that you feel you would agree on?
Yeah, I've always noticed when I'm racing that seems to be the point where I either gain on an opponent or pass them, hopefully. I've always noticed that that's been just a strong point for me, especially on the underwater.
So you're concentrating more on the turn, but real emphasis on the underwater breakout.
Yep.
And what are you doing in practice that you think strengthens that skill?
Just paying attention in every turn. Make sure that you're streamlining off of it. Square your turns. Make sure you want to do every turn the way you want to in a race and not just have the sloppy turns that some people have in practice, thinking, oh, it's just practice. It doesn't matter. It's the repetition going over and over again that really helps.
Now, a lot of people come off the walls underwater at various depths. A lot of them will do a dolphin kick and then transition into a flutter. What would you say your style is?
It really depends on the race. For the shorter races, I do a three real fast dolphin kicks and then transition into flutter. For the 500 or so, I'll do one or two slower dolphin kicks and then transition into flutter.
And what kind of breathing pattern are you looking into going and coming out of the turn?
Going in and coming out of, I'll breathe right about the flags going in, and then I'll take one or two strokes out of the wall and then take a breath.
Okay, so you're getting your momentum back. You're not taking a breath right off of that wall. You're getting back up horizontal and then going into the breath cycle.
Yep.
And what's the big date coming down here? When's the Nationals? It's going to be what date in March?
I believe it's the 15th, 16th, 17th, or somewhere right around there.
So you're 30 days out for your Nationals?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. And are you more of a two-week taper, one-week taper type person?
I'm kind of whatever the coach tells me. I've noticed, especially with in high school, that I would always do better my second taper. So we taper here for conference, and then that should help me come into Nationals.
So conference is going to be in 2 weeks?
Yep. Well, actually, it's this next weekend, sorry.
Okay, so so Matt, you've got conference next weekend, which is the 16th and 17th?
Yep.
And you're starting your taper for that right now, I guess.
I am, yep.
And then you're going to hold your taper, and then you're going to come down with a second taper for Nationals.
Yeah, we'll build back up the first couple of weeks and then taper back again.
And how has that double taper worked for you in the past?
It's gone really well. I've always tapered better the second time.
Will you shave the first time?
Yeah, and then I'll probably wear nylons or something during practice.
Going with the nylons.
Yep.
There you go. Well, once again, we'd like to congratulate you on being voted Swimming World Magazine's Male Swimmer of the Week, and we'd like to wish you much luck as you go forward in your swimming career as a sophomore. We'll be watching you at Nationals, and then hopefully as you continue with your junior and senior year, all your goals and dreams will come true.
Thanks.
Well, this is Brent Rutemeller with Swimming World Radio, reporting on swimming from around the world.
Ooh, I made it to the grapevine.